This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
The Brian Landry, Gabby Petito case is one that we haven't been spending a whole lot of time on this podcast, mainly because a lot of it took place prior to us even being on the air with this podcast. But it is a case that continues to unfold. Obviously, Brian is deceased, but there is civil litigation that has been going on between the parents of Gabby Petito and her fiance, Brian Landry's parents. And in my opinion, very rightfully so. As all this was going on, the behavior of Landry's parents was insanely questionable. It made you want to scream if you were watching it day by day, because they seemed to not want to say anything and not want to help in the search for Petito or even their son. It was crazy. So litigation has come up with the accusations that we think you guys knew that Gabby was dead and you didn't say anything, and maybe even aided in the hiding of that crime that had taken place. To get some perspective here, we're going to literally go through a timeline of what happened. Not so much the actual death and such. We're going to touch on that just because we need some context, but we're going to be focusing mainly on this litigation that's going on against the parents of Brian Landry, the Landry family, from the Petito family. A $3 million judgment was already awarded to them last year, but there is a new litigation, civil litigation, that's going to be going on against them in August of this year. Even their attorney has been brought into the battle of this, and he is being sued as well. So, all that being said, so we can make sense of this, let's first go through the timeline. Summer of 2021, Gabby Petito and her fiance, Brian Landry, embark on that cross-country road trip. They stop posting on social media on August 30th. September 1st, 2021, Landry returns to his parents' home in Florida without Petito. Yes, without her. So they go on this trip, gets home. She's gone. Didn't say she was dead, but they had a spat or something. On the September 11th, 2021, Petito's family reports her missing. September 19th, Landry's parents report him missing. Literally 19 days between him showing up and then Landry's parents reporting him missing, and they're not communicating at all to Petito's parents. Who the hell does that? And by the way, they went on a camping trip in that that time window. Yes. Yeah. September 22nd, Petito's body is found in Wyoming. Her death is ruled a homicide by manual strangulation. October 20th, 2021, Landry's remains are found in a, or October rather, 20th, 2021, Landry's remains are found in a Florida nature preserve. His death is ruled suicide by a gunshot wound. November 2021, the FBI announces that Landry's notebook contained a confession to killing Petito. December 2021, Petito's family files a wrongful death suit against Landry's estate, seeking $3 million in damages. January 2022, FBI releases a detailed report on the investigation into Petito's death. March 2022, Petito's family files a lawsuit against Landry's parents, claiming they knew their son had killed Petito and were not forthcoming on information, which is what everyone was saying at the time, as those two just stood there silent for nearly a month. April of 2022, Landry's parents file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Because why be accountable for anything, right? A judge denies Landry's motion to dismiss the suit in August of 2022. January 2023, Petito's family granted permission to add Landry's former attorney, yes, Steve Bertolino, to the lawsuit in August of 2023. Is obviously not here yet as the time of this recording, but the trial is now set for then against the Landry's and Bertolino. With that being said, let's jump into more of what's been going on here, as that legal battle between the families of Gabby Petito and Brian Landry approaches, one question looms very large and a very big piece of evidence. There's something called the burn after reading letter. Will it be admissible in court? And what does that letter say? Who wrote it? What's it all about? Well, let's talk about that. Kind of damning if, in fact, it does show up in court. The letter was written by Brian's mother, Roberta Landry, and has become the focal point of the civil lawsuit filed by Petito's parents, Joe Petito and Nicole Schmidt, who claim that the Landrys knew their son had murdered Gabby and did nothing to stop him. What do we know about the mysterious letter? Well, according to Pat Riley, Petito's attorney, the letter claims, or contains, rather, some pretty extreme things, including references to a shovel, burying a body, and helping Brian escape from prison. All things you'd write to your son about if there's nothing to be guilty of. Rather than be like, holy crap, you did this. You need to face the news on it. You need to turn yourself in. No, 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 no. How can we help you bury a body or escape from prison? What the hell? Riley filed court documents in December seeking the letter in the discovery process ahead of the trial. Letter was later gathered by the FBI as part of the investigation into Petito's death and Landry's suicide. It was found in Brian's backpack and received by him. Landry's attorney, Stephen Bertolino, confirmed the existence of the letter, but maintains that its contents are personal and have nothing to do with the case. I don't know. You'd write a letter to your son about burying bodies and prison escape, I think it might have something to do with the case. The letter is not dated, and both sides agree it predates Gabby Petito and Brian Landry's cross-country road trip, but Riley claims that it contains disturbing references such as burying a body. It's unknown whether the letter mentions Gabby Petito at all. However, Petito did have a relationship with Roberta Landry and had lived with the Landrys in Northport, Florida, at their home for a period of time. Letter was found in an envelope labeled burn after reading, but it was found intact. The letter was in the FBI's possession for months. Investigators ended without any charges being filed against Chris or Roberta Landry. There are three possible ways the letter could be released: through the discovery process in the civil lawsuit, which is, hopefully will happen, via a FOIA request, or if the Landrys decide to release it themselves. However, the Landrys' attorneys have taken steps to keep the letter contents private, and if the judge rules against it being given to Petito or Schmidt as part of the discovery process, it may not be admissible in any form during the trial. You know, if they would have just burned after reading it, they wouldn't be having this problem. The civil trial is set to begin in August of 2023 in Sarasota County. So obviously, this could be some pretty damning evidence if, in fact, it gets out. Again, I guess context is key here. Bertolino asking that the lawsuit against him is thrown out and he's not part of this thing. He's filed that motion to dismiss the complaint, arguing that he cannot be sued for expressions of hope and prayer, that the allegations against him are a mix of facts and beliefs that cannot be proven due to attorney-client privilege. Which is true. However, if you're out there making public statements and you know that these statements of hope are not really, you know, legit, I don't know. I think you might have some culpability. But did he know? Did he know at the time? Or was he just, you know, playing the part of the attorney and only knew certain things at a certain time? They're specifically going after him for a statement released September 14th of 2021 saying it's our understanding that a search has been organized for Ms. Petito in or near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming on behalf of the Landry family. It's our hope that the search for Ms. Petito is successful and that Ms. Petito is reunited with her family. Lawsuit alleges that Bertolino claims that he knew Gabby Petito was already deceased when he made those statements and that they were insensitive and outrageous under those circumstances. Can it be proven that he already knew that? Well, that is why we have the justice system, to try and figure it all out. It's a twisted, dark case where you got some very angry parents, understandably so. Their daughter's dead. The son killed them, but the parents, how much of a part did they play to aid and abet a killer after they already knew.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What do you think should be going on in this case? What do you think justice would be at this point for the Petito family? Love to hear your thoughts. 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. You can call and share your opinions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We may even use them on the air. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss anything that we are covering for you here on this podcast. You can find a list of all the cases that we're following in the episode description. You can listen to this ad-free if you'd like through Apple Podcasts. The link also there in the description, or just go to Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber. Get access to all of our shows ad-free. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.